This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been an overnight coronavirus scare in South Korea. Dozens of cases traced to a Seoul entertainment district, and 2,100 nightclubs and other leisure establishments have been ordered to shut down. South Korea is looking to contain the surge as effectively as it has done with others. The death toll among COVID-19 cases in the country is 256, with close to 11,000 cases. Social distancing in South Korea was eased when the number of new cases was less than 10 for five consecutive days. That ended this week. There have been virus outbreaks at three animal slaughterhouses in Germany. At one, 180 workers have reportedly tested positive. Local officials are charged with working to stem any new spread, part of a plan for Germany to gradually ease pandemic restrictions. It has lost 7,500 lives to the virus. Pakistan today is allowing shops, factories, construction sites, and other businesses to reopen, despite a large-scale move up in the daily COVID-19 case count, 1,600, bringing the total to about 27,500, with 618 fatalities. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan explains the government cannot support millions of families that depend on daily wages. In Italy, after more than 2 months of lockdown, this is the first weekend for people to enjoy the out-of-doors for more than just work and necessities, and large springtime crowds have turned out in Rome. In Spain, health authorities plan to allow the reopening of regions where hospitals have demonstrated a readiness to handle a potential second wave of coronavirus infections. Spain is one of the world's largest COVID-19 death tolls, officially put at 26,299. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson delivers a nationwide address tomorrow and is expected to talk about how and when the UK will be able to ease its lockdown. The country's environment minister says there will be no dramatic overnight change. Britain is second only to the United States in the number of lives lost to the pandemic, more than 31,000.